around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is a new month. It's another new live broadcast. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 1st, 2025. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, off we go, talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary and RJ.
Good morning. Off we go. I don't know where January went. I really don't.
Off it went.
February 1st, here
that
we are.
That is the truth.
Right, RJ?
Exactly, yes.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
Off it went for sure.
That means you're getting old, RJ.
Well, so I know Bobby's got his hands full down there at the Network Command Center. So, Rudy, you know, you're hearing us up there in Minnesota, A-OK from the New York City area?
Everything is okay. In fact, this weekend we had the highest temperature in the history of recorded weather in Minnesota on Thursday, 47 degrees, I think it was, highest in the history of the world.
I was talking to some folks yesterday in Minnesota, and they said to me, you know, it was 52, 53, and I know here in the New York area it'll be 50 on Monday, so thank you for sending that our way. We appreciate that. So, listen,
you could send it back. I'd appreciate it.
I don't know if it works that way, but we certainly would try if we could. You know, we're going to get into this, and we got a lot to cover today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the biggest news story of the week in travel, and certainly there were many out there, folks, has to be the Wednesday night crash of the American Airlines jet and the U.S. Black Hawk helicopter. And then last evening, the Learjet medical evacuation flight crash in Philadelphia. You know, certainly our thoughts and prayers are with all of the passengers, flight crews, and their families.
So sad.
And specific to what happened over the Potomac, you know, listen, Mary and I, we lived in the D.C. area for a few years. Most of Rudy's career was spent there. He knows it well. We've all flown in and out of Reagan National many times over the years. And while we still don't have all the specifics, and that's going to continue to come out in the weeks and months ahead, you know, what is clear is the mid-air collision was clearly preventable. You know, now again, whether we're going to see, you know, incompetence by the former administration, whether there's, who knows where it's going. But, you know, there's also culpability, I'm going to say, for Congress, because when you think about it, Reagan National was rebuilt to handle about 15 million passengers a year. But as Congress has approved more flights for the, you know, congested airport that's there, it handled over 25 million passengers last year. I mean, that's a substantial thing. And then the air traffic control staffing, which we've talked about for years on this show, it should have been around 30 from what all the reports are out there, but they've been operating with just 19 due to shortages. And because of overtime issues, they sent somebody home. So the person at the desk, you know, when the air disaster occurred there at DCA, he was handling all the fixed wing aircraft as well as helicopter traffic. So, and then, by the way, let's just throw it in Philadelphia from what we know at this point. You know, all, you know, questions are emerging right now about Jet Rescues, and that's the company, their maintenance and safety records. It's truly tragic that a young girl and her mom, who just had life, you know, saving treatment
at Shriners,
is now headed back, and they were going to stop in Branson on the way to Mexico and the disaster. So, again, as I said, there's going to be a lot more for us to discuss on these incidents in the weeks and months ahead for sure. Right now, I just want to let you know, we're going to transition before we get into the Travel News Roundtable, that new travel polls are up on our website. We do hope you go vote. Some of you already have, and thank you for that. We're asking you, what has you most optimistic about President Trump's return with regards to travel? And then what sectors of travel do you expect to most prosper under President Trump? So go vote when you have some time today. We will share those next week. The website, rmworldtravel.com, as always. You can also get all the information on the cruise to join us in Alaska there as well. So we'll jump into the Travel News Roundtable right now. We've got over 4.5 minutes to go. RJ, do you want to start us off with the, I know you've got the Open Road coming up this hour, so what do you got?
I sure do, and actually the Open Road takes us to where Trump is spending the weekend, Mar-a-Lago, briefly.
But you were just there.
I was, but speaking of President Trump, we have, of course, today he's expected to sign the tariffs, that's his new favorite word, for Canada, Mexico, and China. This would be 25% tariffs on imported goods from Canada, Mexico, 10% on China. And this is actually proving it might be a bit of a hiccup for the auto industry, because a lot of American manufacturers have factories in Canada and Mexico, and they import Chinese subcomponents. In fact, General Motors just this week, their stock dropped because a little bit of uncertainty. They were saying they weren't really planning on this in their business strategy for Q1, Q2.
Well, they also had a huge loss, too. They had
a major loss,
yeah, exactly,
Q4 of last year.
That's all the EV investment that's not going to work out.
Correct, exactly. So I think a little bit of hiccup, a little bit of backpedaling in the auto industry, maybe from what they were getting used to with the previous administration. So I think it'll be interesting to see where that goes forward. There's a report that the tariffs might be delayed until March 1st, but we should see.
I thought I heard this morning that they went into effect, so we'll see. But listen, this is all negotiation, and you know where that goes, we shall see. So I'm just going to jump us into this area, and then Rudy, and then Mary, I guess, you know. Under the header, another big story this week, under the header, if at first you don't succeed, try again. News came this week that Frontier is trying once again for the third time to merge with Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines, they filed for bankruptcy back in November. We've said on the show, listen, I don't think Spirit's going to be flying for much longer as we currently know them. As we know, the Biden administration rejected their merger with JetBlue. That clearly crippled the company substantially. Frontier is now trying to persuade the bondholders, going directly to them, that they'll be better off if the two budget airlines combine than if Spirit tries to go alone. That probably is true. That's probably a truism for sure. Spirit has a bankruptcy reorganization hearing scheduled for February 13th, so the clock is ticking on that. You know, with today being the first, we got about 12 days until that. And the two airlines have tried before. They thought they had a deal in place in 2022, but then JetBlue swooped in with a bigger offer. So more to come on that. Rudy, where do you want to take us?
Well, you may remember Viking River Cruises was so successful, they started ocean cruises as well. Mm-hmm. And in a reversal of that, Celebrity Cruises, which is known for ocean cruises, has decided they're getting into the river cruise business, and they put in an order for 10 180-passenger ships for its Celebrity brand and plans to launch European operations in 2027, which is pretty soon.
Yes, it is. No question about that. That was another big news. Everyone's getting into the river cruise business,
that's
it seems,
right,
and vice versa.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Mary,
well, speaking of cruises, Nice is going to ban large cruise ships carrying more than 900 passengers starting this summer. But Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, who've been on the show many times, are scheduled to be on again in a few months. They expressed surprise, saying that there are no large cruise vessels scheduled to dock in Nice in 2025.
might want to check that first.
This is the mayor, who actually does not have the authority to do this, but I guess the mayor can basically not allow passengers to come into the city for excursions. So we'll see how this goes.
Can you imagine that another elected official seeking headlines?
Yes.
That's great.
Fact check, my friends. Rudy, you reported on this last year, but now apparently, I just saw this week, Bali is now ending a plan that would have banned new hotel construction in this popular Indonesian resort destination.
Another
so they were going to ban it. Now they've ended the plan.
This
was a very active news week.
The world of travel, we sit down, we start by Monday or Tuesday of the week saying, all right, what do we think the news will be? It changes by the hour almost. It really does. So, all right, we need to go to a quick sponsors break, pay some bills around here. We're going to take you over to London, where it's already afternoon when we return. Julia Simpson with the World Travel and Tourism Council is ready to go. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next, and we're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4, the number 4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we get back to it, everyone, these next 10 minutes of the show is going to take us over to the UK for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Come travel with Robert and me this August in Alaska aboard the Seabourn Quest. Space is limited, and there have already been some bookings, so you definitely need to act on this. Make your 2025 travels as unique as ever with a trip of a lifetime in our 49th state, and I promise you it's going to bring you a whole lot of fun and adventure this year. And if you book before February 18th, you're going to lock in Seabourn's best deal of the year. It's going to save you an extra 15% off, deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, and you're going to get a reduced deposit.
So come travel in Alaska this August with Mary and me, everyone. You can choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Get all the information today. Book your travels. Just have to make a reservation there at rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska cruise. You can't miss it. We're also going to broadcast the show live from the ship as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise, so secure your spot with us today.
All right, we can see the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council on the video screen here in our studio. She's connecting with us from London, and here's Julia Simpson.
Julia, nice to have you back on America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me as we start a new month together, as it's February 1st.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with both of you, Robert and Mary. I'm talking today from a slightly gloomy London, but it's going to perk up soon.
Well,
excellent. Love the optimism.
So, all right. So, Julia, listen, since we last saw you in person doing our live broadcast, the Let's Go America tour there at the Milestone Hotel in the Kensington section of London in April of last year, your country's elected a new prime minister. Our country returned Donald Trump, and you know, now is president again. He's in the White House. It's certainly been a very strong 2 weeks for the new administration. Here in the States, a lot of activity going on. Another change that's happened is travelers now need an ETA or an electronic travel authorization to visit or even pass through the UK if they're connecting, which to us at its core, frankly, seems like just another tourist tax. But let's start with getting your thoughts on current happenings and realities in the travel world.
Oh, well, it's always great to remind travelers when they're going around the world where they might need a visa. So, for example, I'm a Brit, and when I come to the US, I need something called an ESTA, which is my visa to get into America. But I've been told by the British government that they're trying to make it pretty easy. Obviously, we represent business in travel and tourism, and we're always against any barriers to travel. But it is what it is. So, yes, get your ETA if you're planning on coming to the UK, but it's quite straightforward. Yeah, you know, the World Travel and Tourism Council, we do a lot of research around what's happening in travel globally. And first of all, the important thing to say is that at a global level, it's worth about $11 trillion, representing 10% of the global GDP. So it's a real force for economic development. Currently, we're employing globally more people than live in North America. So we're employing 348 million people. So it's really, really a powerhouse. If you look at the US in terms of its contribution to the economy, That represents about 9% of the American economy. We're employing nearly 19 million people in the US in travel and tourism. And in terms of what does that mean in dollars to the economy? Well, it's about $2.5 trillion. And so it's doing very well. And those numbers are bigger than 2019. The only area where the US isn't doing quite as well is we haven't got our international visitor spending quite back up to 2019 levels. Right. I think there are various reasons for that. One of those particularly is you've had a very strong dollar, which is actually great for the US economy, but it does mean people traveling from overseas to the US find it a little bit more expensive. But apart from that, it's a good, strong story.
Very good. As really, when you hear the numbers again, even though we're in the industry, so for our listeners,
they're just
it's
massive numbers.
Such astounding numbers in terms of what tourism brings to the world for jobs and et cetera. So, Julia, we got into it a little bit last week during our new show segment, The Preferred Travel Panel, but talking business travel with consistency has been challenging in recent years. Prior to the pandemic, I'd say about 25% of our show focused on business travel. We feel it's changing in a positive way. A recent report from the WTTC at the end of 2024 added some encouraging news, and I quote, business travel is set to surpass pre-pandemic levels to reach a record $1.5 trillion U.S. dollars for the year. Hooray. Julia, here in the U.S., the Trump administration has called for all federal workers to return to offices. More and more private businesses are also doing that. Talk about the effect post-pandemic remote and hybrid work has had on corporate travel and why there's good news for the new future of business travel.
Well, you know, business travel was so seriously hit during the pandemic. And as you said, people literally didn't travel. Then we were driven on to using, remote means of talking to each other. But actually, we're really pleased that people have realized that if you're going to strike a deal or you're going to go to a university or you're going to get married with somebody overseas, you can't do any of these down the line, so to speak. And we didn't think business travel would get back until 2025, but it has got back to 2019 levels at the end of last year. That is fantastic news. I'm just recently back from Madrid, where we had an enormous trade conference, you know, with tens of thousands of people. And the great thing about those business travelers, as you know, is they're spending money in the evenings, in the restaurants, on the airplane. So it's an enormous value. And for the US, business travel has always been a very, very important part of the travel mix there.
Well, it's significant, you know, in the Convention and Visitor Bureau, a lot of the cities and so forth, where we've seen a lot of pullback or where people have been hurt, that has come back and it is coming back strong, which we appreciate. And I would say a good use of technology, Julia, in this respect. Pre-pandemic, we never really would do interviews like this over Google Meet or something. So there's a positive, but it's always good in person. We agree. So I want to move on to something else, another important topic, and that's helping small and mid-sized business enterprises, you know, which make up large sectors of travel and tourism. And I'm talking about small tour companies, travel advisors, travel startups, you know, you name it, whatever. Yeah. But you've recently launched Together in Travel. It even has its own website, folks. So it is togetherintravel.com. So I want you to share some of the ways that this new initiative aims to help small businesses in the travel sector.
Yeah, well, World Travel and Tourism Council, we were funded by the greats of our sector. You know, Mr. Marriott was one of our founding fathers. And as you know, the Marriott Hotel Group is probably one of the biggest in the world.
Sure.
But while we stand together and represent the big voices in the sector, exactly as you said, Robert, you know, if I'm a consumer now and I'm traveling, it is that small travel agent. It is the wonderful. I went to Bologna last year on business and I had this wonderful tour guide. You know, she really impacted my life probably forever with what I learned and how kind she was and how fascinating Bologna is.
By the way, great city. Great city.
100% agree.
Great city. Great city. Very interesting. Very interesting history. So what I'm trying to say is we decided that WTTC is we wanted to be able to represent the voice of the small and medium enterprise. And, you know, we call them SMEs in the business. And those small and medium companies in the US in travel and tourism are the backbone of the US. There are organizations like Virtuoso that deal very much in luxury travel. But what they do is they deal with lots and lots of small, amazing people that look after customers day in, day out. So, yes, we're doing that. We've created Together in Travel. It's a platform. People can join it if they are a small and medium enterprise for nothing. We call that a freemium model currently. And what we want to do is when I go in and talk to governments, I say I represent the top 200 leaders globally in travel and tourism. And I also represent a million SMEs.
Well, you're walking in. You're walking in with an exclamation point, essentially, you know, about 10 of them.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Julia, we only have about a minute left, but looking ahead, now that we're already into February, so we're really starting to get into this new year here, and we've already had a very positive conversation about growth and numbers and tourism. Is there anything that has your specific attention for 2025 as the year continues to unfold that's a major focus for you and the WTTC team? You have about 50 seconds.
Well, travelers are looking for authenticity. They want to go overseas. They want quality. They want good prices. But they also want to have a really authentic experience, whether that's going to be in Rwanda, whether it's going to be in Puerto Rico. I'm also seeing some really interesting leaders. There's a big new leader in Puerto Rico, for example. She really believes in the power of travel and tourism, Jennifer Gonzalez Colon. And you're seeing some really interesting governments that understand how valuable it is in terms of tax take for your treasuries, in terms of creating great jobs and opportunities, and most importantly, creating broader understanding and opportunity as we travel the world.
Well, Julia, listen, you're great. We always enjoy these conversations.
Thank you,
always a pleasure to have you on the program with us. So until we do this again sometime soon, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much, Julia, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Julia. Well, the screen just went dark. World Travel and Tourism Council. And I just want to let you know again that website that I mentioned for the new initiative that they've taken on that, you know, I would encourage you to go take a look at. The website is just togetherintravel.com. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, the South Beach Wine and Food Festival is going to get some love from us. And it's RJ on the Open Road as he talks about his own travels to Florida the last week or so. Alaska is also ahead for today's Destination Spotlight. Still 90 minutes to go in today's broadcast. Everyone, stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to mypillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Now, if I said to you that you could make one simple change in your life and quickly have better health, would you do it? Of course you would. And that's why we want everyone hearing today's show to go to fieldofgreens.com and order this great product. You've heard Robert and Mary rave about it. And what's the point of supplements or green drinks if you're not 100% confident they'll improve your health? Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. All you do is enjoy a delicious glass of Field of Greens each day. And at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. It's quite a promise. Now, we all try to eat healthily most of the time, but we're all human and sometimes fall off the healthy eating wagon. We know we should eat 5 servings of fruits and veggies every day, but it doesn't always happen. But even when you mess up your diet and your nutrition by eating things you probably shouldn't, Field of Greens will keep you on a healthy track. What we like is that each fruit and vegetable in the product was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, even metabolism for healthy weight. The extra energy you'll get with Field of Greens is also a nice perk. As a show fan, and to get you started, just use promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at fieldofgreens.com and you'll save 20% Or as always, there's a link at rmworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, no two words capture the attention of a Minnesota resident, that's me I'm talking about, more in the winter than the words South Beach. I refer to the South Beach of Miami Beach, a neighborhood I've been familiar with for decades since I helped launch a glossy magazine there called Ocean Drive way back in 1993. Not only is the Art Deco district there famous, so is the neighborhood's dedication to food and wine. I visit it often. And if you'd like to dip your toe in both the Atlantic Ocean and the food and wine scene there, Lee Schrager is here to help. He's the founder and director of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. It's a four-day festival beginning February 20th. Lee, welcome to the show. What awaits folks who attend this festival in the third week of February?
Listen, who wouldn't want to be in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world with some of the greatest chefs in the world, pop culture chefs like Bobby Flay and Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri, and some of the white star Michelin chefs like, you know, Alain Ducasse and Dominique Crenn. You know, we have something for everybody at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival.
Well, I did see, I saw Daniel Boulan, Rocco Despirito, Alain Ducasse, you mentioned Guy Fieri, Marcus Samuelson, Nancy Silverton from L.A., Norman Van Aken, Jean-Georges Victor Richten, one of a lot of these people are old friends of mine, and my buddy Andrew Zimmerman, who lives here in Minneapolis close to me. Okay, so you've got all these chefs, though, but again, tell me what I will see as a visitor. Are these only cooking at certain restaurants, and it costs a couple hundred dollars to attend a dinner? Describe to me what I will get, or what my options will be when I get there.
Well, we have over 120 events, so I think there are some cooking. There are cooking demos. There are hands-on master classes. There are dinners, you know, wine pairing dinners by famous chefs and great winemakers. There's a grand tasting where you can sample food from and wine from some of the best restaurants in Florida and some of the greatest wines and spirits from all over the world. There are children events, there are late night cocktail parties. So I'd have to say I'd be very hard pressed to talk with anyone who we couldn't find an event that would meet what they're looking for.
All right. Now, is it, pardon the expression, a la carte? I mean, do I look at your website, which has a lot of stuff on it? Do I look at it and go, OK, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this? Or can you walk on to South Beach and find, I don't know, booths serving foods and pouring wine?
Everything is a la carte, and there's no, you know, there's no path that you get you into every event would be impossible. And some of our signature events, like our Burger Bash hosted by Rachel Ray, or our Tournament of Champions hosted by Guy Fieri, or our Taco and Tequila event hosted by Aaron Sanchez, are on the beach in big tents that are blocks long, where you can enjoy, you know, food every single night with great spirits and great entertainment. And our grand tasting, which, you know, to me is the best value, that takes place Saturday and Sunday, February 22nd and 23rd, is where hundreds of wine and spirit suppliers will be. Our culinary demos take place and some of the great activations by our sponsors.
Well, I'm intrigued by the number of items on your website that are on auction: cruises, wines, dinners, stays at resorts around the world. Can folks bid on these even if they're not in Florida during the event?
Unfortunately not. We have a live auction. We have an online auction that is taking place right now that you can be connected to if you go to our website, right, which is, if you want to give that, it's SOBEWFF.org. And we have a live auction taking place at our Dominique Crenn and Gerard Bertrand tribute dinner on Saturday night, February 22nd at the Lowe's Hotel. So online and live at the tribute dinner.
I'm going to give that website again. If you didn't grab a pencil, it's SOBE for South Beach, SOBEWFF. SOBEWFF.org. Okay, so you've got dinners, you've got tents full of people pouring and serving. What do you think? Can someone do this? Can they do this in 2 or 3 days?
Well, listen, if I would say to someone doing it for the first time is to pick a daytime event and a nighttime event. I don't think you need to do more than that a day, and I think that's probably a lot. I think you need to really, you know, take it easy, enjoy everything. And, you know, I think it's a lot of walking on the beach, and I think you should really just experience it without, you know, overload.
Okay. And very briefly, we should note that this does benefit a couple of charities.
100% of the net proceeds benefits the Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at Florida International University. So we've raised about $46 million to date over the past 24 years.
You've been doing this festival for 24 years?
We've been doing it 24 years.
Nobody tells me these things. Lee Schrager is the founder and director of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Now, you can go on right now and bid on some fabulous packages if you'd like. Thank you very much for joining us, Lee, and for tipping me off on this. And yes, you're right. A Minnesota boy would like to be in South Beach right now.
I don't blame you.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. RJ Carey here again with another Open Road segment. Thank you for sticking with us. I've got something a little different for you today, and it's actually a peek into my life a little bit, which involves classic car sales. One of the bonuses about being in this business is attending some pretty unique shows and events, and last week, that took me down to Palm Beach, Florida for Cavallino. I've got the full scoop on it. It's the most prestigious Ferrari car show in the world. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. The season of love is upon us, as in just 13 days. It's Valentine's Day, so be prepared and get your special someone a gift that shows you love them all year long. Raycon Everyday Earbuds. They are the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion. They're great for long car rides, working in the office, or making the daily tasks that we all do more fulfilling. Their latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with up to two devices at once. It's all in a variety of vibrant colors to complement your or your significant other's style. We also like that they come with active noise cancellation, which I know is difficult to find at an accessible price point, but not when you buy buy from buyraycon.com/carry, as these earbuds start at just half the price as other premium audio brands. Plus, they feature an easy-peasy return policy of no questions asked as part of their 30-day happiness guarantee. So go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 20%, or you can find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. So one of the reasons that we have an automotive segment on the show here is because, simply put, cars are a major part of not just our lives, but traveling. And some of our most interesting stories abroad may be from conversations with cab drivers to scary rental car woes, but I find that cars are also an immense connector across cultures. Everybody has a car story to tell, whether they even like cars or not. Similar to how there are people of all walks of life and backgrounds who, let's just say, like Disney movies, there's a particular red-colored brand that everybody has an opinion about when it comes to cars, and that's none other than Ferrari. Whether it's a symbol of wealth or achievement like a Rolex, or that dream car that you had on your poster as a child, or just something flashy that you see driving by, it's a unique and exotic car, Ferrari is one of those brands that is simply everlasting. And for those of you like myself who have an affliction for Ferrari's cars and their history, there is a single Ultimate Show that hosts a gathering of the most exclusive Ferraris annually, and it takes place right here in the U.S. It's called the Cavallino Classic, and it's a two-day event that takes place with a judged concourse at the Breakers, the famous Renaissance Revival Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida, followed by a luncheon and gathering at Mar-a-Lago the next day. Now, entering a car into the event is extremely cutthroat. Not just everybody gets in. There's a yearly limit of just 100 vehicles to fill the lawn at the Breakers, so a newer red Ferrari is usually cause for some excitement, but the cars that show up to Cavallino make the more mass-produced Ferrari models look like complete and utter child's play. Now, one of my clients happens to collect vintage Ferraris. Meanwhile, I thought my little shelf full of Coca-Cola bottles from places I've been to was impressive, but his car was accepted for judging this year, and for context, the car was a 1985 Ferrari 288 GTO, one of the most significant mid-engine cars the brand has ever made. They're typically valued between $4.5 to $6 million. Now, Palm Beach is already ritzy, but the crowd at Cavallino could probably buy the island twice over collectively. It truly is a massive display of wealth. Now, the interesting part, these 100 cars are all competing for what's called the Platino Award. That's Italian for platinum. As the 30 or so judges, all major figures at the forefront of knowledge on Ferrari and its history, go from car to car, owners pluck themselves nervously, hoping that they didn't forget to install the correct left turn signal light bulb, or whether they didn't leave the 10mm wrench in the car's toolkit. A Platino car scores a perfect 100 out of 100 and is graded down to the most minute of details. Judges, they use paint spectrometers to look for body filler, check to make sure that carbs are tuned to factory spec. They even go so far as to make sure that the correct seatbelts are installed. Any marks against the car is immediately ineligible for a Platino award. Now, beyond the high-stakes judging, Cavallino is, simply put, the world's greatest car show for Ferrari's fans. I truly believe that. Every year, Ferrari North America corporate, they actually put a complete lineup of the brand's current offerings and display them all together. You know, these are some cars that people will never see on the road, and yet here they are all nicely lined up on the grass. And of the 100 or so cars displayed, almost all of them are unique from one another, meaning there's no doubles between model and color. Quite frankly, it is a truly special two-day museum gallery showcasing the brand's history and wide variety of models. For me, the highlight of this year was a 1964 Ferrari 250 GTO. It's one of the world's most expensive cars, and this particular one sold about 10 years ago for just north of $70 million. Now, hey, you know what they say, you can't drive your house, or in this case, you can't drive the whole neighborhood, and the next neighborhood over, and the one after that. But the best part of Cavallino is definitely getting to meet the old-timers who have owned their classic Ferraris for decades. You'll hear stories of people inheriting a 250 GTE from the 60s from their late parents and then proceeding to daily drive the car through their young adulthood and then eventually hand it off to their kids. You have to remember, Ferraris have always been sought after, but they weren't always as expensive and, you know, frankly, scary to drive as they are now from a value standpoint. For the equivalent of 50 grand of today's money, but back in the 70s, you could have bought a 250 California Spider, the car from Ferris Bueller, and today that's a $15, $20 million car. Now, Cavallino always takes place at the tail end of January, so if you live somewhere that gets cold in the winter and are thinking of heading to Florida next year, add Cavallino to your list of things to do. For me, it's a better value for money than even flying to Maranello and visiting the factory museum. I mean it. There's plenty more to talk about in the world of everything automotive, but we're going to have to save that for next time. Don't go anywhere, as up next, we're headed to as far away as possible from Palm Beach while still being in the U.S., all the way to Alaska for the revamped Destination Spotlight segment. That's all from me today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
2025 has us showcasing states for the Destination Spotlight. Alabama occurred 2 weeks ago. Today it's Alaska as we go alphabetical, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
When it starts, President Trump's new term in office, and these first 100 days will shape the future of our nation in ways that have lasting impact. Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, have created a powerful tool, the First 100 Days Tracker, to keep you informed on the administration's progress, track key priorities, and empower you to join the cause for a stronger America.
You're also going to get tons of travel savings as an AMAC member, folks, on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more, like home, auto, and life insurance, plus America's number one conservative magazine. And as a show fan, you're going to get this exclusive offer, 47% off a five-year membership, making the normal price of $60 just $32 when you sign up at amac.us/carry. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Off to our 49th state we go on the show hotline to connect with Jillian Simpson, CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association.
Jillian, nice to have you here with us today on America's number one travel radio show.
It's great to be here with you, too. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So, you know, listen, Mary and I, we have enjoyed our past travels to your state with our sons. We'll be returning there this August with the show. It's going to include a number of our show fans traveling with us as well for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise with show partner Seabourn. And frankly, because Seabourn, they operate these small luxury ships, we're going to be navigating into parts of Alaska the big ships can't go, like, you know, Juneau and Icy Strait Point and Hubbard Glacier and Wrangell and, you know, some other places. So it's going to be a great experience. But a few years ago, Mary and I, we had a terrific time in Anchorage, Seward, Talkeetna. We landed on a glacier with a plane, you know, that had skis on it up on Mount McKinley, explored areas of Prince William Sound in a boat, broadcasted the show live from the Alyeska Resort there in Girdwood. So talk about the diversity travelers are going to experience when they come visit Alaska.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so excited that you've been and that you're coming back. We're so excited to see you again. But Alaska is a really big state. We are the largest state in the nation, twice the size of Texas. So there is a very diverse landscape to experience there. I think people think of mountains and glaciers, which of course we have in abundance. Mm-hmm. But there's also amazing vast river valleys that stretch out for miles as far as the eye can see. There is tundra, taiga, crazy rock formations everywhere. There really is just such a diversity on both water and land.
Agree. And I just associate Alaska with color, the wildflowers in the summer. And you did a great job describing all of the different topography. Beautiful state. So, you know, there's plenty of ways, I think, to see the state. Robert and I rented a car with our kids. And even with minimal roads, we saw a lot. But a lot of visitors love traveling the Alaska Railroad, which I think is a great way to see the beautiful scenery. So thoughts on that. And then, of course, I don't think you can not get on a small plane when you're in Alaska. There's plenty of those,
right?
The bush pilots to take you
around. That is so true. You are 100% right about this. Even though we do have minimal roads, because we're so big, the roads will take you to a lot of great places. Mm-hmm. But Alaska really is a multimodal travel destination. So people will cruise. They will take small planes, as you've noted. They drive their own cars. There's a lot of motor coaches that'll be on the roads as well to get people around. But you're right, the Alaska Railroad really is an iconic experience in Alaska. It just turned 100 years old. The rails go from Seward right on the port all the way up to the interior in Fairbanks, Alaska. There are domed viewing cars, and it makes a lot of stops in wonderful communities along the way. And mm-hmm. it's really a relaxing and wonderful way to see the state.
You know, I mentioned the cruise that we're going to be doing with show fans in Alaska this August. There's no question an Alaskan cruise, it's a bucket list item for so many people. But the cruise industry really is big business for your state as well, Jillian. So I want you to talk about its importance and really the positive impact that it has on Alaska overall.
Oh, you're so right about that. Cruising is very important to our destination. In the summertime, 65% of our visitors are actually traveling on a cruise. So you can imagine that makes a huge economic impact in our communities. And people think it's just the coastal communities where they visit, but the cruises oftentimes will cross the Gulf of Alaska and port in Seward or Whittier, which then gives people access to interior Alaska. So they really do have an economic impact across the entire state.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the indigenous culture is very important to the state, and there are many festivals that honor that as well as other things, lots of music festivals, all kinds of food. The Alaska Folk Festival is celebrating 50 years in April. I think that's terrific. Talk a little bit about the festival scene and some of the best, if not the best, beer-battered halibut I've ever had. I had in Anchorage at the summer market.
Really, any of the seafood you have in Alaska is going to be the best that you've ever had. Our Wild Alaska seafood is second to none. But we do also have a really cool festival scene, as you've mentioned. The folk festival, which happens in Juneau in April in the springtime, is one of my favorites. It's amazing the really cool musicians that we have in Alaska. Mm-hmm. They're a lot of fun. But there are bluegrass festivals across the state all summer long. We also have Salmon Fest in the summertime as well, which, again, is to celebrate our seafood and our fishing industries and to support them. And we have really great musicians that come up from the lower 48 to support that.
All right, so we got 15 seconds in this quick answer. Most Alaskan thing to do when visiting the state, Jillian?
Oh, my gosh. There's too many to say, but I would put a plug in. We are an Arctic state, so you've got to cross the Arctic Circle and watch the Northern Lights.
There you go. Well, I think that's a big thing for
perfect.
Most people.
So,
folks, well, listen, you can find out more, plan your own travels at TravelAlaska.com, TravelAlaska.com. Jillian, very nice to talk to you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, Jillian.
All right, there's Alaska Destination Spotlight, folks. We are looking so forward to getting back up there to Alaska. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you want to join us aboard the Seabourn Quest this August for 1 or 2 weeks and experience it with us as part of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise, go to rmworldtravel.com today. You'll get all the information. Just look for the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us. Click here. It's 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. Right now, we're going to pause. We're going to get ready for hour two. That will begin with the National Communal Forum in about 7 minutes. Spring training baseball will be our focus in today's personal connection. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us, folks. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.